time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. What's up, everybody? Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru. We call ourselves Nick and Nick. We're here every week, weekly show, msonewsports.com. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Nothing much. Just another week in the Valley. Another intense competition week. All kinds of things happening, like the Andover Central hockey rivalry.
Yeah, Andover Central rivalry in a couple sports, right? But I'll start with hockey with the overtime win for Andover over Central Catholic. A big one. Nick Privick with the overtime winner, 2:44 remaining in the extra session, capped off the 5-4 win.
Scintillating. That's what I call that.
Yeah. Pulse pounding.
Bad. And you got Dave Willis of the Eagle Tribune calling it one of the perhaps most underrated rivalries. I don't think so. I think people know Andover and Central is a big rival.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else does Willis say? Between the region's two most accomplished Massachusetts boys hockey teams over the past 20 years. Okay, the regions. Mm. I'll give him that. I was wondering, you know, if he was trying to say that statewide. Yeah. They've each reached a state title game. They've each qualified for the elite, now defunct Super 8. So he's backing up his statement there. Kevin Drew for Andover got the win as a coach.
That Andover state title game, though, was Division 2 back in the day.
Look at that. All right. Okay. Look at this.
2007. I remember.
Look at this. Why do you remember that? Is that something that happened year or something?
I was covering, it was the first year I was covering Gloucester, and Gloucester got upset by Linfield, and the winner was going to get Andover in the finals.
Ah, there you go.
That's how I know.
So Andover beat Linfield.
Going into that game.
Yeah, this is an interesting quote from Andover coach Kevin Drew to David Willis of the Eagle Tribune. This is one of the most bitter rivalries I've been in. We don't like them and anything about them.
Nice.
We use the term, yeah, this is big. We use the term Catholics against convicts. We want to act like animals on the ice, legally, of course, when we face the... This must be a coach that's jacked and psyched after a huge win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Willis is just letting it ride. Good for him. Mm-hmm. That is an interesting quote. Let's give you Central's Catholics coach's quote just to, you know, even things off. We've been fortunate over the years to enjoy a healthy rivalry with Andover. When we square off, you can disregard our current records, statistics, and rankings. It is always a tight, hard-fought, and spirited MVC hockey game. Nick, you cannot get two more different takes on a rivalry.
I like it. Maybe that's the other part of the rivalry. The coaches are opposites as well. Both work, though. Yeah. Both work. You know, you need, in high school sports, I feel like you need a rah-rah guy. Yeah. On the staff, every sport, you know, whether it's the head coach or, you know, you need the rah-rah and you need the even keeled too. You need one, you know, you need one of each, whether it's the head coach, doesn't matter. And it sounds like, Coach Drew is a character for sure.
And it looks like, so, you know, this reminds me of, this is like, so this is Central coach DJ Conti. If I didn't say that, that's the one who said, we've been fortunate over the years. So I look at these two and I say, this is like Belichick and Rex Ryan, right? In a way, right? Measured, standard quote from Conti and just off the wall with Drew.
And hey, I think the honesty is a breath of fresh air because, sometimes you can't blame them, but, we don't always get that in our line of work. And it's understandable why we don't get it. But, when you do get it from time to time, it's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. And then Previ, the one that scored the winning goal, he said, greatest moment of my hockey career. Nice work. Andover versus Central, biggest rivalry in the Merrimack Valley. Battle of blood. Every time you play them, it's not a regular game. It's more than a game. I don't think there's a better feeling in the world than scoring that goal. So you got to give that kid credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want more Kevin Drew, though. I'm looking.
It makes me want to go to the game when they play again. I hope they play again. I kind of want to go now.
So, okay. This is building up a rivalry.
Yeah.
When I was a sports editor, all I did was write a preview on Danvers Gloucester hockey saying this has been a strong rivalry over the years. This is the matchups. This is what to watch. This is what time the game is. And a former coach at Gloucester wrote a letter to the editor saying and in the game there was like chippiness and fights. He said it was my fault.
You did it.
Because of a preview in the Gloucester Daily Times.
Got everyone that's jacked up.
The reason why
was probably hanging in the Danvers locker room.
That's the reason why the kids punched each other, because I wrote an article. And then someone wrote a letter to the editor in response to that one, by the way, saying he didn't incite the rivalry, you idiot. It's funny. I'll tell you off here who the two combatants were in that one.
I know one of them was.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a break and let's clear the way for very historically successful Tewksbury wrestling team, who is just living it up. By the way, Max Lane had a goal for Central Catholic. I didn't know the former Patriots lineman plays for Central Catholic hockey.
They had a kid at Georgetown a couple years ago.
All right. Let's go to a break and have the Tewksbury wrestling coach, third season, another MVC title, lots to talk about with him, Steve Kasperzak, after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro and Nick Cuckoo, the team of Nick and Nick here back. And we have our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Tewksbury wrestling coach Steve Kasperzak. Coach, coming off number four straight MVC, Merrimack Valley Conference dual meet crowns recently. Got to be a good feeling at the moment.
Yeah, it's good. It's certainly a goal at the beginning of each year for our kids. And it's something that, has helped build our program for sure. So yeah, we're excited. I'm happy for our kids that they get that experience most of all. So it's good feather in their cap.
Absolutely. Steve, I mean, this is the big time of year. The sectional states coming up. You know, how are the guys, how are they preparing for these big meets coming up?
Yeah, so you know what, we just talked about that today. You know, it's not the time to take the foot off the gas pedal, but you certainly want to be peaking come Saturday. You know, so it's kind of a tough week. You know, you want to get everybody healthy, you want to get their legs back, you want to let those bumps and bruises heal. But at the same time, you don't want to, you know, you still want to push the training and you still want to push the technique and stuff like that. You know, it might tone down a little bit of the live wrestling, but they're excited. They're ready to go. I think they were ready to go about 2 weeks ago. This is a good group of kids. They, you know, the first question every day is, how much live are we going to do today? They're excited to wrestle, which is, it's nice to have like that. If we just let them wrestle for 2.5 hours every day, they would do that every practice. They're nice. Ready to go.
Yeah, it's great when you don't have to coach that part of it, where they have the energy, the excitement. It's not coachable, really. They have to have it. They have to have it on their own, and it's great to hear that. Looking at the MVC, you know, two that you won 4 years in a row now, how does that work in terms of the dual meets? Do you have crossovers against the one as well?
Yeah, so wrestling's a little unique more than some of the other sports in the MVC anyway. So, like, our whole schedule still counts. We could, in theory, lose every small school dual meet, but win our large school meets, our crossovers, and still be league champ. So it goes by total league record. So, you know, we've been fortunate. We had some good wins out of the gate against, you know, some of the large school teams. We had a nice win against Central Catholic, a really good win against Chelmsford and Andover. And then we were fortunate enough, we did kind of sweep the small schools, but it wasn't easy. The MVC is tough. I feel like every dual meet comes down to one or two matches. So, you know, we just wound up on the right side of a couple matches, those 50-50 matches this year. And, you know, I'm sure the ebb and flow will be on the other side of those sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I feel like wrestling's also unique where you have your dual matches and you have your quads or your tournaments. You know, how's the preparation for each? I know those dual matches can go by like, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, I mean, just kind of, you know, matches are 6 minutes long individual. That's the longest. Well, I mean, I guess over time they can get to like 7-8 minutes. So the goal for training purposes is we got to make practice harder than any match is going to be. At least that's what our mindset is. We want to get the kids tired. We want to beat them up and then say, all right, now let's work on our technique when we're tired, when we're sore, and to kind of get, you know, more instinctive movements and technique going than thinking about it. So dual meets, yeah, they can go fast. So it's a good break in the middle of the week. You know, you kind of grind Monday, Tuesday at practice, and then you get those dual meets on Wednesdays that, you know, they might only get a quick, you know, some kids, you know, if they get a mismatch, might get like, you know, a 25-30 second workout. But it's a good reset. And it's a good way, you know, to keep the kids in it. You know, you got to throw them somebody else. They got to wrestle a different color. Otherwise, they just keep beating each other up and they get tired of that eventually.
Yeah. Coach, is this year number three for you as the head coach?
Yes. Three years.
Okay. Yeah. Year three. And you were, you know, an 8-year assistant coach, right? Under Steve O'Keefe. Is he your assistant now?
Yeah. He's still with us. Very lucky to keep him. I think this is my 10th year in the program total. Yeah. I think it was 2012 was my first year. But yeah, I was very fortunate that, you know, coach kind of wanted to step down, but stay. He's such a tremendous resource in the room. He's forgotten more wrestling than I know. You know, the kids really look up to him. You know, he legitimately lives wrestling 7 days a week. He's always talking about it, thinking about it. If he's not practicing with us, he's down at Doughboy and Lowell, rolling around down there, working out with those guys. So just very lucky that he's still in our corner for sure.
Absolutely. Steve, take us through the lineup. Who have been, you know, some of the key contributors to the team this year?
So, you know, I'll start right off the bat with Jack Callahan. He wrestles 126 pounds for us. He's a returning state champ. You know, he won a state title last year at 120 pounds. You know, he's a 2-year captain for us. You know, his exact record off the top of my head, it's got to be like 40-3 or 41-3 of the year, something like that. You know, he's just a top-notch kid. He's as good as a wrestler he is. He's even a better kid. But, you know, he's certainly our leader in that regard. You know, Jack Donovan's our other captain, a senior. He took third in the States last year. He's, you know, he's somebody that's an anchor in our lineup. Definitely depend on him for a bunch of wins. And then Ryan Fleming, who's a third year wrestler for us. His first year was actually that COVID year. He just practiced with us, and they ended up playing lacrosse in the spring, but he stayed with us. Kind of had like a, you know, subpar 500 record year last year, but it's really his first year of competition. And he's just had a tremendous year. Something clicked for him, and he's been something that we weren't necessarily counting on for like these massive points and wins and dual meets and tournaments and stuff. But he's molded himself into somebody that, and now all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, we're going to get six here from Flem, or we're going to get at least three wins here from Fleming. So Ryan Fleming's been a great one. So great that we made him a captain about, you know, 4 or 5 weeks into the year. Kind of forced our hand that way, the right way. And then we have, we're fairly young. You know, we have, you know, our 106, our 113, our 120, our 132 are all freshmen. Our 106 pounder is a returning sectional champ last year as an eighth grader. You know, a kid by the name of Nicky DeSisto and his twin brother is our 113 pounder, Angelo. And you know, their best friend, Benny Barrasso, is our 120 pounder who took fifth last year in the sectionals as an eighth grader. So he's certainly already kind of battle tested. And then the kid we wrestle at 132 is, Sean Callahan, the younger brother of, Jack, who I just spoke about. Actually, we weigh them both in at 126 and kind of play the matchup game there with those two, but come sectionals, Sean will be the 132. You know, at 145, you know, we have the Hunter Johnson kid who's, you know, probably has spent more outside of Jack Callahan, more time on the mat than any of them, you know, grew up in the youth programs. He's a home run hitter. I've said it to him before. You throw a fastball down the middle, he's going to win. So he's a bit of a firework in the lineup. You never kind of know which way the match is going to go, but he finds a way to, you know, come up on top more times than not. He's a, you know, he qualified for the New England's last year, you know, placed in the all states in the States. So we're looking for him to, you know, continue on that. You know, do you want me to go down the whole lineup? I don't want to keep rambling.
Like, who am I going to forget? Who am I going to forget? Yeah. No, go ahead and mention as many as you want.
Yeah. No. So, you know, 152 is the Fleming kid who we just talked about.
I'm looking at a quote from him right now in the, was the Tewksbury a weekly paper, Jamie Pope's paper.
Yeah.
Town Crier, Tewksbury Town Crier. And he's like, you know, I wasn't good. I wasn't good in the COVID year, something like that. He was saying like, you know, so it's like, one of those kids who's like honest, right?
He is. He's a character for sure. And he's just, you know what? He's a blue collar kid. He's tough. And he don't get tired, and he's not afraid to work. Like in this sport, conditioning is, you know, 99% of it. You know, you get someone tied in the third period. It's just about just get to the third. And then when they stop breathing heavy, you know, you got them. So, and he's kind of embodied that role or that mentality, and it certainly served him well. So he's great at 152, 160. We've had a few different guys in the lineup because of injuries and, you know, just different weight stuff. But Sammy Ross is a senior that we're trying to get to get up in there for sectionals on Saturday. Another kid that's been there is Sammy McMillan, dealing a little bit of a knee injury. So he's touch and go. 170 is Sean Hurdle. He's a 2-year wrestler for us. You know, he's a captain for us on the football team. But he is explosive and athletic and strong and all the things I just said about Fleming and working hard. He's got that same mentality. And he took third last year in the sectionals at 170 as a first year wrestler, which, you know, was pretty impressive. Didn't particularly go his way in the state tournament, but now that he's been there, he's got the experience. He's wrestling like a 4-year kid right now. I just looked at the records today because we have to get ready for the seeding. He's like 30-11 on the year. He's really had a tremendous year. So one of those kids that all of a sudden, you know, now works. All right, we got to win with Hurdle here. It's kind of been a nice surprise, if you will. 182 has been a couple different kids. It's kind of slowed down into the Luke Shaw kid, who was hurt to start the year. He actually wrestled 220 for us last year. He took fourth in the section there at 220. He's got like 8 matches. under his belt right now, but he'll be ready to go at 182. We think he can do some damage. You know, he made a nice run last year. 195 is Paxton Green, who might be the most physically gifted kid we have in the room. He's just, you know, he's still kind of scratching the surface and learning how to wrestle. He took second in the sectionals last year. He was fourth in the States. He took fifth at the Lowell Holidays this year. I think third in, you know, a couple other tournaments. He's like, he's right on the brink. He's just super strong. He's a specimen to look at. He's just, you know, when you get that pure technician, that's kind of when he runs into some trouble. But if it comes down to like strength and, you know, willpower, he's not going to be outmatched by anybody. And at 220, we have a sophomore, Manny Mangata, who is a tremendously blessed athlete, just super athletic. He plays defensive tackle and nose guard for us in football. Just a hard-nosed kid, and he's super young, but he's a tremendous student of the sport. His move repertoire, if you will, is like skyrocketed. He went from a kid that just had like a double and a stand up to a kid that has, you know, six or seven different moves that he feels comfortable going to. And he's had a tremendous year. It didn't really surprise us. We knew he kind of had that in him. You know, he's like 28-9 on the year, something like that. So obviously he's had some success, but he's had his sophomore lumps, kind of had a tough tournament a couple weekends ago in Methuen. Didn't really wrestle up to his capabilities, but it was a good, you know, little check for him. It's like, you know, we got to get back in. Don't assume. Yeah. We still got work to do. And then at heavy, we have a kid, James Carroll, who actually he wrestled for us as a freshman. And then he didn't wrestle. Well, his sophomore year was COVID, so he didn't wrestle. And then his junior year, for whatever reason, he didn't come out, and then decided to come back with us this year. And he's right at 500. He's like 15-15. And you know what? That's, we can get him to the state tournament and score some valuable team points in these next couple weeks. He could really be a huge help and leave his mark.
Nice. Well, that beautifully done, coach. I mean, that is the roster. You went through the whole, everything everyone needs to know. They know now about Tewksbury Wrestling. Steve Kasperzak here, coach, third year. So I'm thinking about the MVC, like, so how, who's the big rival in terms of, like, did you have like a big crossover win this year that you're super proud of, or in within the dual in the number two, like, was there like that big win this year? If there were a big win, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
In the MVC, what would it be?
Well, I mean, I'll stop by this, and I don't really care if I hurt any of the league's feelings. The MVC is the best wrestling conference in the state. And I don't, and I'm like, I'm not saying we certainly get that credit and that recognition, but it is a grind every week. So like, and not to be like cliche or like Bill Belichick-ish, but every single one of them is tough. But specifically to answer your question, we opened up the year with Central Catholic as our first league meet of the year. And I had never beaten them since I've been here the 10 years. And then looking back, Coach O'Keefe's been here like 26 years now, and he didn't think that they've ever beaten him since he's been here. Wow. So that was certainly, you know, a big win. You know, Chelmsford, you know, we were able to knock off Chelmsford, which, you know, they're kind of a bar setter every year. You know, you kind of go into that meet thinking, all right, if we can hang with these guys, we might be all right in the postseason. But that was a big win.
Yeah, that brown kid, right? Is it the brown kid that's
the brown kid at heavyweight? Yeah.
How did that go with your boy?
It went the brown kid's way for sure.
It happens a lot when he faces.
Yeah, kids. I don't think he has a loss this year, to be honest. But yeah, they just, you know, they're a really good program. They have been since Bruce Rich was there, and you know, Coach Pishoni's done a fantastic job. I have, you know, a ton of respect for them. But it's been some time since we beat them too. So
wow.
It was good. It was good for our program, good for our kids, you know, because we talk about it all the time. You know, put the work in, you can do it. So it's nice to have them finally get the validation. Otherwise, you keep selling the message and the dream. And if it never comes, they, you know, they tell you to shut up.
Was that Chelmsford win? That wasn't the second meet of the year, was it?
No, that was the second league meet of the year. So we had two big league wins out of the gate.
So to say, I mean, like, talk about. And you know, early success, these kids are believing like, we got this. I mean, look who we beat, Central and Chelmsford. It's huge.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, there were a bunch of other ones, like Lowell was like a a one match here, one match. I think it was like a one match different. That was super tight. Andover was a super tight match. North Andover was a really tight match. We did lose to Methuen, who's on a bit of a roll right now. But it was really close. You know, I think we were one match difference. You know, unfortunately, we didn't have our full lineup that day. But you know, they're credit to them. They're a solid program. The consistency of Methuen is what is kind of remarkable, and that's what we're trying to do. So
nice. Well, I know you get the big states run coming up now. February is a huge month, obviously, in wrestling circuits, and historic year already in the books. We wish you nothing but the best going forward with Tewksbury Wrestling. Coach Kasperzak, thanks for joining us, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Coach Steve's in the books, and we're going to take a break and just finish up with our Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it after that fun interview with Coach Kasperzak, Tewksbury Wrestling. We're going to get into our rankings talk. That's right, power rankings every week. Our out and about, and let's move on and talk boys basketball Division One, the studs of the Massachusetts, the stud conference is your Merrimack Valley. Let's just rattle them off, Nick. 1 Lawrence, 3 Central, 7 North Andover, 11 Andover, 13 Lowell. Where's Haverhill? Do they go down? Methuen 25.
Haverhill 27.
And Haverhill 27. Wow, Haverhill finally.
Chelmsford 31.
Chelmsford 31. The whole Merrimack Valley upper division is in there. You got to love it. Mm-hmm. And Nick, what I'm looking at right now, if it started today, we would likely have, unless North High beats English. I don't even know where North High is. Probably like a Worcester school.
Worcester North. That's the team that beat Lawrence.
There you go. Okay. So I shouldn't. Okay. So Lawrence right now would have likely a huge.
Oh yeah. What a
quarterfinal matchup.
That's a bad draw for them. So let's hope that corrects itself, because that'd just be brutal.
So let us get
the
it
same
in.
Thing with Lynn English and Worcester North. Them two potentially playing each other in the third round is obscene.
Yeah, they would have North or Lynn English in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, let's hope they continue to move up where they should.
Yeah. All right, so we know about Division One. It's a broken record every week. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And we look forward to seeing what happens in that. Let's move on. Shall we?
Let's do it.
In your two for boys basketball, what do we got? What do we got? I know that
we got Bill Ricca at 28.
Yeah, 4-8. Tewksbury 5-10 at 30. So they would get in.
Yeah, just because they play all those top 10 teams in Division One.
Yeah.
Gets them in automatically.
Do we stop there? Or do we do one more at three?
I don't see much of anything in three either, if we're being totally honest.
I think we abandon the boys now. We got to cover. Sheen is 34, but.
Okay. Right. We'll go over to the girls where we got some more action again from the NBC.
We certainly do.
You know, Andover at number one, undefeated Andover.
Yep. Alan Abino's team, tops in the state, back-to-back state title appearances. All right, let's move on to number 10, North Andover, the rivals of Andover at 10, and then Chelmsford 15. You got Central at 23. You got Methuen at 24. You got...
That's it for the top 32, but that's still the usual suspects that we saw. Same teams we saw at the boys' side.
Healthy.
Sprinkled through there on the girls' side as well.
Yeah, healthy. And Drake, it's your leading team in Division 2 girls at, is that two? Yeah, Division 2 girls at number 8.
8-4.
And Bill Ricker at number 12 at 9-4.
Okay.
Tewksbury at 20.
5-7. But, you know, again, that schedule
gets them in. Do we stop looking beyond that, or we go to three and see?
I think so, if we're being totally honest. I don't see anyone in three either.
Okay. Abandon ship. Let's move on to hockey.
Hockey,
boys
baby.
Hockey. We got Andover up there at 20 and Central at 14. Those are our two combatants in that
division. Division two is the big one. You got Tewksbury versus the South, basically, is what it is.
That's it. They're a lone wolf in there. The North.
You see some North Shore teams sprinkled in there, but the top heavy, it's Tewksbury and a bunch of South sectional powerhouses at the top.
Haverhill would get in it themselves. They're 33 at 7-3-1. They would get
excellent
in if it started today, according to those rankings. Three? Do we look at three? Yeah, we should look at three.
Yeah, Shaw Sheen's in the mix there, I know.
Yeah, Drake is 12.
Mm-hmm.
Methuen's 14.
I'm sorry, Shoshin's 4. Sorry about that.
Okay.
And they are ranked number 9 in Division 4. So, and they just beat one of the top 10 teams in Division 3 in Essex Tech. So they'll probably move up.
Okay. We'll watch that. Let's finish off with the ladies here. Girls D1. Haverhill, your number 5 team. I like this division. It's like both shows, right, Nick? We got to get a champion here.
I know. Got to get somebody.
Bill Ricker and Methuen, 13 and 14, respectively. And, Shaw Sheen, 26 for the ladies.
Okay.
So Division 1, plenty of talk for the Merrimack Valley.
We got Andover up near the top in Division 2 girls.
Yeah.
Although that Archbishop Williams team has put the whole state on notice by beating St. Mary's.
I know. Odd, right, that we have Andover in Division 2 where they're such a big school, but
maybe they're a newer program as well.
Could be, yeah. All right, cool. I think that covers it. Wow. Yeah. We're like, all right, they're awesome in the basketball. They're awesome in hockey. Let's move on. Mostly basketball, though. That's the one where we're going to see probably some serious...
That's the best chance. I mean, there's so many. It's a who's who of the... You know, some of the best programs in the state basketball wise.
Yeah, totally. All right, that covers it. Another Merrimack Valley Sports Desk in the books. Everybody, thank you, sponsors. Remember, Gerard Moynihan from Moynihan Lumber. We're going to get some Moynihan Lumber kids on, Nick, for the North Shore show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon, we're going to contact them. And I don't know, we'll reach out to the Eagle Tribune folks. I know the late, great Michael Muldoon is the one that kept the
he Moynihan was on the show with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kept that going rightfully with his connection to the local community. But I believe, I don't know if they still do it with the Eagle Tribune. We will find out and have those kids on if they do. But definitely the North Shore show. So check out those Moynihan Lumber interviews coming up. And of course, that over the border location, Plastown, New Hampshire, is the place to check out in the valley, right? What's Gerard have? Beverly...
North Reading.
Just over the North Reading and then in Plastow. Yeah.
Plastow.
I just hear his voice in the commercials. Yeah. Beverly, North Reading, exactly. And Plastow. He's the best.
It's a good impression of him. He does so.
All right, let's close things out another week. Thanks, Nick. Have a good day, and we'll talk to everybody real soon. See you later.